I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. In the headlines this week, Hendrick Motorsports and Chek Knaus announced he will be off the box. That's right, he's not going to be a crew chief after 2020. Knaus will be staying with the team, but in his new role as VP of Competition. Hendrick also formalized its partnership with Richard Childress Racing on engine research and development and the establishment of a common Chevrolet engine specification. Both organizations will maintain their own engine shops and say the venture will save the team's money, time, and keep them moving forward faster on innovations. And finally, NASCAR announced the 2021 schedule. Some big changes for next year. Worst of all, Michigan will lose a race weekend. August will be the only visit here for the Cup Series next year. Chicagoland and Kentucky Speedways also lost their only weekends. The rest is a pretty fair trade between returning to the roots with additional dates at Atlanta and Darlington and something new with races on the road courses at Indy, Road America, and Circuit of Americas in Texas. Believe it or not, they're going to be racing on the dirt at Bristol in the spring, and the All-Star race will move to Texas Motor Speedway. As of now, they will skip practice and qualifying except at the new tracks, crown jewel events like the Daytona 500 and Coke 600, and the championship race at Phoenix. All three series are heading to Talladega Super Speedway this weekend. It's a 2.66-mile track with 33 degrees of banking. The Gander Outdoor Trucks run on Saturday. This is the elimination race in the round of 10 for the trucks. Ben Rhodes and Todd Gilliland are in danger of being eliminated after this race. Catch the Chevy Silverado 250 at 1 p.m. Saturday on FS1. The Xfinity teams fire up right after the trucks on Saturday. They have two to go in the round of 12. Harrison Burton hangs on to the last eligible spot by 8 points over Ross Chastain. You can catch the Ag Pro 300 at 4 p.m. Saturday on NBCSN. The Cup teams are running on Sunday. They also have two to go in the round of 12. Brad Kay, Truex Jr., Logano, Chase Elliott, and Alex Bowman are all within 16 points of the cut line. Kyle Busch, Bowyer, Amarola, and Austin Dillon are on the outside looking in. As for the records here, Keselowski leads with 5 wins, Logano has 3, Bowyer, Johnson, and Blaney have 2 each, Hamlin, Kurt Busch, and Logano are tied with 8 top 5s, and Kurt Busch has the most top 10s with 21 to his credit. Ryan Blaney is the defending champ of the race and leads the driver ratings, followed by Logano, Kurt Busch, Chase Elliott, and Brad Kay. Denny Hamlin has the pole for the Yellowwood 500. Catch full coverage 1:30 Sunday on NBC. I'm NASCAR Steven. That's your Fastlane for Friday, October 2nd. Brought to you by Minkoff Tire and Gaylord, family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive. Plus, they have Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Unirail tires at the best prices.